Today on Bluesland, I had the privilege of talking to James Super Chicken Johnson, who is my guest tonight on Bluesland, KMRE 88.3 FM. James and I will be talking about his tour in support of the James Super Chicken Johnson movie, A Life in the Blues, playing live at the Rio Theater on May 17th in Vancouver, Washington. And we have James on the phone right now. Welcome to Bluesland, James.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
You are such a dynamic performer. I really enjoyed our show, but 3 or 4 years ago over at the Blue Frog in White Rock, Canada. And now you'll be playing on a tour in Saskatoon?
Saskatoon, yes.
That's way out there, man. You kind of feel like you're in Mississippi because there's so much farmland there.
Well, I'm a far-out guy, so I don't care about going way out.
Oh, good. Now you're also you were a truck driver at one time, weren't you?
I still am.
Are you really? You haven't retired yet. You're still playing your music and driving truck. Wow, that's amazing.
Well, in between the music and then touring, I get rusty, so I do that to keep from getting rust on me.
That's it. Exactly. That's what we all got to do, right? Words of wisdom from James
yes,
Super Chicken Johnson. Now, I've seen a short film about the movie, A Life in the Blues, James Super Chicken Johnson. Now, that was a wonderful trailer about the way that you guys started. Tell us what your first guitar was.
A diddly bow.
And a diddly bow has got a couple strings, right?
Yeah, a string of wire on the side of the house was I started out, and later on we put it on a stick, and then after the stick, I put it on a box so it would resonate.
And how did it sound?
That sounded pretty good. It was more like a percussionist type of instrument, but a diddly bow is one of the Delta's first blues instruments.
And, of course, Diddley Bow, Bo Diddley, right?
Exactly. That's how he got his name, from playing the Diddley Bow all the time.
And I love that story. It's a wonderful story. I've seen several movies about people making a Diddley Bow and how amazing it is to plug it in and hear this great tone. Now, you also make your own guitars, don't you?
Yes, I'll be bringing homemade guitars with me when I come, and also bring a homemade Diddley Bow.
And you call it the Chicken Tars, right?
Yeah, Chicantars.
That's so great. Now, who influenced you, James?
I guess the music itself. You know, I was born in the booth, and there was always musicians around playing, and I was influenced by that. And my Uncle Big Jack was a blues musician also, and I just wanted something I wanted to do.
It's funny. I interviewed Big Jack Johnson many years ago, and I really enjoyed talking to him about his influences, too, and who he influenced, and I'm so glad that he did the same to you. It's a wonderful story. Is there anybody else in your family play guitar?
Yes. My aunt and my mama played. You know, they didn't play professionally, but they played around the house. I learned my first couple of licks from my mama.
What did she teach you?
A honky tonk, a bump, a bump, a bump, a bump. I pretty much play that right now.
And the little short video that I saw, the trailer of the movie, A Life in the Blues, your daughter is on there, isn't she?
Yeah, she's my drummer.
Yeah, and she talks about how much she enjoys hearing you play and how much you influence her. That's a wonderful thing that you've done. It's a family affair, right?
Oh yeah, she won't play with nobody else. She said I got a lifetime contract with my daddy.
I like that. James Super Chicken Johnson here on Bluesland KMRE 88.3 FM. The film, I'm looking forward to seeing the whole film, and you're going to be touring up north and also in the state of Washington, aren't you?
Yes.
Do you know where in Washington yet?
As far as I know right now, it's Vancouver.
Good. Okay, good. Now, okay, we talked about your guitars. Do you do anything special to your guitars? Do you do different pickups? Do you do different strings that makes it sound so unique? Because it's a great sound.
Well, the uniqueness comes from my style of playing, because when I was coming up, I'm left-handed, left-legged, left-eyed, left-minded, and left-out. And there was always right-handed guitars around, so I could never play like everybody else, so I developed my own styles.
And it's a great style, because every time you played over at the Blue Frog a few years ago, everybody was up and dancing.
Yeah, I've had trained musicians to tell me that I was outside the box. If they do that, they was like breaking the rules, but I somehow or another managed to make it work.
And you have the movie is made by Top 10 Room Productions, and I really enjoyed Mark Rankin, who has brought you here to the Blue Frog.
He's a great guy.
Isn't he, though? And he's really a great musician, because I've seen him play several times with his band. And it's exciting to see that you're going to be on film. Have you ever been on film before?
Oh, yes. Done a lot of documentaries and do movies.
Now, you also play at Ground Zero nightclub right over in...
Clarksdale, Mississippi.
Clarksdale, thank you.
One of Morgan's favorite musicians.
Uh-huh. That's great. Yeah. Now, who have you played with? Have you been the headliner for a show with another artist? Because I know Cedric Burnside talks about you a lot, how important you are to his music.
Yes, I've never been I've been a headliner for a few people, but nobody big and famous yet, you know. But one thing I can say is that when I was a kid, 5 and 6 years old, I played with some of the greats like Jimmy Reed, Muddy Waters, John Lee Hooker. You know, I hide on the porch and play while they playing on the front porch with my grandpa.
Wow, on the front porch. Now, Jimmy Reed, he's one of my heroes. What did he teach
you? He's one of mine, too. He's a great influence on me.
What did he teach you?
He didn't teach me nothing, but I just loved his way of playing. You know, he was the one of the drunkest ones around, but he was the most authentic Delta blues man, you know. And he said, "Young dead man, drink a damn moonshine, I'll play you some Delta blues." And he could do that, too.
That's great. Now, your albums are wonderful. What's your most recent album?
Organic Chicken. Kind of a homemade album. I recorded it in... Macomb, Mississippi, with a guy called, I can't think right now. Sometimes my thinking goes away.
Mm. Well, you just had a birthday, too.
Yeah, I just had a birthday. I mean, that just reminds me I'm getting older.
Well, I'm about the same age as you, we're not getting older. We're getting better.
Getting better.
And the film is A Life in the Blues, James Super Chicken Johnson movie, coming out at the Rio Theater on May 17th. Up north in Canada, and James will be taking a tour here in Washington State. There is so much response to your music. There are so many artists that have gone on the movie and said you've done a lot for them. How do you tell people what to do with the blues? I mean, you influence by playing them, but what do you tell somebody if they want to play the blues?
Well, here in the Delta, I'm one of the last of the originals. You know, I played with most of the originals, and they all died out. Now, we got the young people coming up. They're rocking it out pretty much. So I was one of the ones that was inclined to keep the blues alive. And I tell them all the damn, the blues ain't about to kill me trying to keep it alive.
That's true. James Super Chicken Johnson here. Okay, now I have to ask you, how'd you get the name Super Chicken?
Growing up on the farm, where I come from, if you were big enough to walk, you had chores. And my chore was to take care of the chickens because I was too young, too small to go to the field. So I had to take care of the chickens, keep the hawks and the wild dogs and the foxes away from them. And I learned how to talk to the chickens, and they gave me the name Old Chicken Boy. And I grew into a super chicken, make a long story short.
And then your guitars are made in the images of chickens?
Yes.
Name
Super Chicken.
Now, do you make your own guitars?
Yes, sir.
That's amazing. Who taught you how to make guitars?
Nobody. Where I come from, when you're on the bottom, there ain't but one way left to go, and that's up. And I figured I didn't want to be a stick in the mud, so I decided to do something for myself. I said, if I'm going to be different, I'm going to be different all the way. I play different music, play a different style, and I'm going to play a different guitar.
And you do. You pull out some great-looking guitars every time I see you. And have you been in the blues cruise yet?
Yep, got off the blues cruise. I took 4 guitars with me and sold every one of them.
The amazing thing about the blues cruise is you get people from all over the world that take your CDs back to their countries and tell everybody about you, which I think is wonderful for all the artists. Did you do any open jams upstairs at the rooms upstairs?
Yes. I mean, I got my own show. I did a solo show this time, and I played a few jams. But I plan on doing more the next time I go back.
I hope to see you on the Blues Cruise. I mean, I love the Blues Cruise. The music starts at noon and ends at 6 in the morning the next day. 7 days of music, 7 days of blues. It's good for my soul. I hope it's good for you.
Oh, yeah. Yes, I get a chance to hear a lot of different guys, a lot of different people, and they all turn their heads sideways and look at me and say, where you come from? I said, off the phone, man.
Now, when you drive your truck, because you said you're still driving truck, where do you go to?
Oh, I just run a local. I used to run the road, and that got kind of pretty much a lonesome life running on the road. So I tried to drive local, and I get a deal with the trucking company that I can go play my music when time to go play, and I'll be there for him when I'm not playing.
Ah, I got to tell you, James, in the past, I worked at a chicken factory. I can still smell it.
Smell the chicken.
Oh, yeah, man. I'll never forget that. That's the only job I ever got fired from that I was thankful for. But you made it work, man. I don't know. Chickens just really have a strong odor, don't they?
Yes, when you got them all pinned up in one place, you know, they get a strong. But my chickens ran loose, ran, you know, they could catch air. But I like the smell of them when they're frying better than I do when they're alive.
I like that. We're talking to James Super Chicken Johnson about his movie and tour. The movie is called A Life in the Blues, Super Chicken. It's going to be a wonderful movie. It'll be presented at the Real Theater after your, the movie will be playing, then you'll be playing live afterwards, right?
Yes.
It's going to
Super Chicken and the Mojo Boys.
It's going to be a party. James,
yes, sir.
I'm gonna thank you for coming on Bluesland. I look forward to seeing you again and hearing you, and I hope that you make a gazillion dollars off this. If not, well, maybe get another guitar. I don't know. Thank you, James, so much. Then the website. I need a website. Do you have a website?
Yeah, but I don't use the website. We get so much information on Facebook, and I just about don't need it.
And what's the on Facebook? What's the name that we will be looking for?
Super Chicken.
Got it. With a K.
My email is superchicken, I spell it SUPERCHIKAN, superchicken62@yahoo.com.
Thank you, James, so much for coming on Bluesland.
You're welcome. Thank you.